producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the world traveler, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, where have you been lately?
Well, actually, I was in Grenada over the weekend, and believe it or not, I was with the new president, well, relatively new president, Franklin Pierce College, who is Franklin Pierce University, sorry, and none other than Andy Card, who served three presidents and was chief of staff to Bush 43.
Wow, I met Andy Card. He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy, and I spent the whole weekend with him. And, you know, he said, well, you're not as liberal as you say you are. I said, oh, yes, I am.
See, sometimes it works out. You can compromise, or at least in some conversations.
Well, he's a very nice man, and he's really trying to do his best with Franklin Pierce. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. So what's going on in the China Sea? It's like a land grab for little snippets of land. What's happening there?
And
so we've China got a boat out.
China's building these islands out of coral reefs, basically. Now, it's so interesting. The press is saying, well, they're being confronted by China and all this kind of thing. But the United States, at least as far as we can tell, is keeping to the 12-limit territorial limit, which de facto, in a sense, recognizes that China has these islands. So what are we really doing? Are we really saying China has these islands and we're going to keep within the 12-mile territorial limits? Or are we just sort of raising our flag for the rest of the world? What are we really doing there? Because at this point, we're not really compromising China and what they would consider their territorial rights.
Yeah. I have to give you credit. Everybody was going back and forth on the Joe Biden thing, and you were the one person that held steadfast that you really didn't think he was going to run. So he doesn't run. Is this like a sigh of relief for the Hillary Clinton people?
I think it's a huge sigh of relief for the Hillary Clinton people, except remember Joe Biden's almost last words. He said, I may not be running, but I'm not going to keep silent. And she's got to watch out for Joe Biden talking because he has a big following.
All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's, again, Ellen Ratner talking about what went down with Joe Biden, because I'll tell you what, how many times did she tell me that Joe Biden wasn't going to run, wasn't going to run, wasn't going to run, and I can't tell you how many times I heard from other people the opposite, that it seemed as though he really wanted this, that he really was on track to decide that, you know, that he was deciding that he was going to jump in because he knew that this was it. But you heard what Ellen said. Everybody keeps referring to the last sentence that he threw out there before he walked away in the Rose Garden, that he wasn't going to go away. Basically, he was going to be part of what was happening. So what does that mean? That is pretty tricky. What does that mean? What does that mean for Hillary Clinton? What does that mean? Basically, how he's going to, what, be the kingmaker for whoever the next Democrat is. You know, what's interesting is the polls for the Republicans. Carson suddenly is just surging in the polls. I mean, one of the things I read today is he going to be the next target for Donald Trump? Because Trump will say anything. And if he's that close to him, nobody else is that close, will he, you know, just go after him, behead him vocally, because he took the lead in one national poll, and they're neck and neck in another one. Wonder what is going on and who's being called. And none of you have called this show to say you thought Ben Carson was presidential and you really wanted to see him get the nomination. But maybe somebody out there listening is thinking, absolutely, I think Ben Carson is presidential. If you think so, call me, 855-266-5283. Would you be okay with Ben Carson getting the nomination over Donald Trump or whoever else you like on the Republican side of things? 855-266-5283. Don't forget, coming up at the tail end of the show, Nail the Score. Nail the Score. And that's when we randomly pick, through the miracle of our incredible supercomputer at the mothership of GCN, the game of the week in the NFL, and you call in, tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And here's the cool thing. If you're listening to me with one eye open, you're half asleep, or no, you are wired. You are one of the typical third shifters, and there's tons of us. We are giving away, if somebody does nail the score, you will get a Flex notebook. You should see this thing. They gave me one so I would understand what it was like, and it unhooks as a tablet, or you can have it where it's a computer. It's easy to carry around. It's been a lifesaver for me, and we've had problems with the computer here at the satellite facility for America Tonight. So Ben Carson grabbing the national lead from Donald Trump in this poll is huge. This is a CBS New York Times poll. It shows Carson leading with 26% to Donald Trump's 22%. And this followed a whole bunch of Iowa polls that showed that the retired neurosurgeon, has struck a nerve with somebody because he's starting to pull ahead of Trump. Trump has led the Republican field nationally in almost every poll until right now. Then you had a bunch of single digits. You had Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, who was in third, 8%, then former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, 7%, and so it goes. But Carson taking the lead is huge. I mean, it's extraordinary, really, especially if you think about where he came from initially. Nobody was talking about Ben Carson a little bit, but not in the sense that, geez, this guy could really get the nomination. And can he really get the nomination? And, of course, can is a word you could flex in either direction and say, absolutely. But will he get the nomination? Will he get the nomination? While you have that going on, you have Donald Trump saying that the media is scum. Earlier in the week in New Hampshire, he just decided, you know what, I'm just going to unload on the media. Then he kind of rolled it back a little bit and said, well, some media is okay. But he said they're not doing a good job of covering his campaign. And he decided he was going to lash out. He says the press has a lower Congress. I mentioned it last hour. They're scum. They're horrible people. They're so illegitimate. They're just terrible people. Terrible people. And then at the end of realizing, oh, I'll be friendly to some reporters, he said, I assume some are good people. Some of the people in the press are honorable, but you've got 50% who are terrible people. Go figure. But it's always tweetable. There's no question that where Donald Trump lives and breathes is in the 140 character world, right? Short, to the point, and that's the deal. You know, that's it. So Trump fearing nothing and not having to answer to anybody, which is the truth, can say exactly what he thinks. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to chat with Justin McNall from eDrivers, talking about teenagers and distracted drivers. I mean, how many of the distracted drivers do we see on the road that are young? But I think it's really across the board. People who are texting, people who are reading, people who are doing crazy things while they're driving. And that's coming up. Don't forget KateOnTheRoad.com. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. Spread the word. We want to take the show to your neighborhood and beyond. Hang with us.
Life I love is making music with my...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here on America Tonight, Justin Fnall joins us. He's the e-driving VP of Public Affairs. And I'll tell you what, they certainly dig up some incredible statistics. And how about this one, teen driving? They did a survey of 2,000 driving instructors, done by e-driving's driver-ed.com. And what did they discover? What are the most dangerous mistakes teenagers make? Justin, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Kate.
So, most dangerous driving mistakes, what are they?
Well, October is when we hit Teen Driver Safety Week. Lots of talk about teens. And one of the key things that we found talking to our instructors for the mistakes that they find that teens make over and over in their lessons, they just don't know where the levers are. They get mixed up between wipers and turn signals. They don't check their blind spots like they should be. And they just don't even signal. They're not communicating with the other cars on the road. And a lot of these are behaviors that they learn from their parents or don't learn from their parents. So that's one of the key things that we're talking about is getting moms and dads to be good examples for their teens and to show good behavior. We know that distraction is a key factor in teen crashes. Speeding is a huge issue. Impaired driving, alcohol is a major factor as well. But there's even this little more basic stuff that moms and dads need to be doing to their kids.
Yeah, I would think the whole distraction thing, because teenagers talking, and then we have the texting thing, that as many commercials as there are out there, as much as people plead with younger people not to text when they're driving, I see it every single day.
Yeah, there's some research out last week from AAA about the top distractions in crashes, and they found that more than half of teen crashes, fatal teen crashes, involve some sort of distraction. And actually, passengers were a little more involved than even cell phones in that mix. So even some of those old-fashioned distractions that have been around for decades are still things that teens have got to get right when they drive.
Yeah. So I would think, too, with parents, with these whole bad habit things, that kids are going to emulate what their parents do. So I guess that there may be a lesson that you have to watch what you're doing when they're in the car, right?
You do. There's a little bit of monkey see, monkey do for kids, and it starts off when they're in elementary school and even earlier for the behaviors that they see us doing when we're behind the wheel. So it's important for us that driversed.com, the parents try to get it right and the teens get it right from the beginning. One thing we're actually doing is we're giving away some free driver ed courses, some knowledge online courses. So if you're in Texas or California, you can go email us at tx_sweepstakes@edriving.com or ca_sweepstakes@edriving.com, and we're giving away some free classes online, just trying to help get the proper habits, the proper knowledge out there.
Yeah, so tell us about those courses. What are they like?
Absolutely. There are 18 states that allow teens to get the knowledge piece, the rules of the road, what the highway signs mean, some of those principles of safe driving online, instead of taking it in the classroom where the baseball teacher would show us videos and all the stuff that we did a couple decades ago. And it's highly interactive online learning. It satisfies state requirements in 18 states, to include a lot of big states like Texas, California, Florida, Ohio.
Yeah, and eDriving.com, obviously, you're talking about this website, you're talking about what you developed technology-wise and how that can help make kids better drivers, us better drivers, you know, for that matter. You know, what's interesting, you and I never talked about this, but I love the whole concept of what the company's done, and this is a pretty big company. Your company, am I right about this? You've got 10 million customers and counting, and like 400 people that work for e-driving?
Well, we've been around for almost 2 decades as driversed.com, and we actually are one of the biggest behind-the-wheel instructors.
Wow.
So in Texas, California, Georgia, in addition to taking the online class, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of instructors who are helping kids every day learn the skills that they need on the road, because it really is a complex mix to try to turn these pimply 15-year-olds into safe, responsible adult 20-something drivers on the other end of it all. So it takes the knowledge that you get in that classroom or online piece. It takes behind the wheel with professional instructors, and it takes mom and dad being good role models, being cheerleaders for their kids, being disciplinarians when they need to, and really actively managing that process.
Yeah, and one of the things that you do is we see how explosive apps are, and you work with apps and you work with things that you can wear to actually get some of that personal information and behavior. That makes sense, because I was going to ask you that. How do you know how someone's driving? How does that all work?
And there's this opportunity, you know, in the next couple of years, we're just starting to tap it right now to take those sort of that Fitbit culture that people have and try to pull some of the data related to us as drivers so that we can improve ourselves. So any day now we'll have something new on the App Store. We'll have our driversed.com app, and we'll be adding in some crash detection to that, which will hit the App Store any day now. We're working with our developers to get that live. There's so much happening in the teen driver safety world, technology-wise, it's going to help us. But Teen Driver Safety Week, October, a lot of it still is about just getting mom and dad involved and making sure that they really are actively managing this learning process with their teens.
Yeah.
Every time the teen's going to drive, remind them, no alcohol, put the phone down, you're not allowed to drive if you don't wear your seatbelt, get all your buddies out of the car so you can focus on your driving, and slow down.
Yeah, totally makes sense. You have awesome websites. I'm going to tell people about the three: eDriving.com, DriversEd.com, and DriverSafety.com as well. Justin, as always, thanks so much for coming on. Great information, and I love what you guys are doing. Thanks.
You bet.
All right, so I really did mean that. I think that what they're doing at this company is excellent, because they've captured, like he's talking about, any day now, any day with the apps, they've captured really what I think needs to happen. It is very scary out there. I mean, sorry, we know this. This is where you are trusting in your fellow humans to do the best job they can around you, not to kill you on the road. And I can't believe the things I see. In fact, what's the worst thing you've seen on the road? What is the worst thing, as you're listening to me, that you've seen on the highway? 855-266-5283. I'm going to say it again. Jam on these numbers, because I want to talk about this. 855-266-5283. I saw a guy one time eating. He was eating, and he was reading a book. And he was drifting closer to my lane, I looked over, and he has no idea. It's like he's on a train. I thought, maybe he thinks he's on a train, and is this a self-driving car? Did he beat Google to market somehow? It's insane. It's just insane thinking that you can do that. And, of course, every day I do. Every day I see somebody texting or on the phone. And when they're on the phone, it's not the Bluetooth thing. I mean, they're on the phone. They're holding the phone up, and they're driving in 70-mile-an-hour traffic. I'm sorry. There's just no way you can do that. I mean, I know that for myself. I wouldn't really even attempt that. I would never text. That would be bad for everybody. It's that second you think you're good. Oh, I can do this. I'm responsible. Not like everybody else. Everybody else is a bunch of idiots, but I know how to do this. And it's unbelievable. I would love to see the statistics. And of course, there's more people on the road. And this is what's hard about statistics, but comparing errors. There is no question that technology, while it is an incredible gift in many ways, has also done a lot of harm to us. And one of them is that idea that our heads are down, we're involved in what's happening on the phone and not involved in what's around us. And I think that just carries right on into the car because you think, I'm a great texter, doesn't matter, I got one hand on the wheel, whatever, and I'm texting. I bet that's the one thing, and he's right about that. That you, if you have teenagers or grandchildren, even some of you that are older that are listening, you certainly don't want to lose them to a car accident. And you're trusting in the people around them, let alone. It's that whole thing about being a defensive driver. And I certainly see it. I say this, there's a couple times a week that I go to downtown Dallas. And they changed a highway, 75, from 60 to 70 miles an hour. And I guess that was whatever they decided, there would be more flow. And ever since that happened, I have seen nothing but accidents. Every single time on one side or the other, either unfortunately the side I'm on or the other side, there's some kind of accident. Sometimes it's serious and sometimes it's just a chain reaction. And I know what it is. With the speed and the distractions, it makes it doubly dangerous. So we're not talking about even someone texting and they're going 25 miles an hour, which is, so frightening. And I just don't see with what's already going on in our minds and how you can get distracted just so easily anyway. But what you might see, you just have to be focused. And, this is all, like I said, it's about, you can't lecture people. It's all about trusting your fellow man. And boy, oh boy. So the worst thing I saw was what I said. The guy with the book and eating at the same time. And there is just no way. I don't know what he was doing. Like I said, he might have had first self-driving car, and I just didn't know it. So what do you think? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wake up, America. Ben Carson. Can he win? Is it a mistake for the Republicans to jump all over Ben Carson? I mean, really, who has the best chance, period, of everybody out there to win this thing, in your opinion, right now? We're going to hit the mailbag in this segment in just a second. Plus, let me throw out the numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. As I said, they are wired in KC. Why? Because finally that game ends. Yes, it's true. It ends in 14 innings. That's what it took. Over 5 hours for that baseball game. There was a power outage at one point where even the network crashed. It was crazy. It was an epic game one. Eric Hosmer with a sack fly in the 14th inning ended the longest game won in World Series history. Yeah, it was Alex Gordon that really turned the tide, though, because he hit a home run off of Jeris Familia, who is such a tough pitcher. and tied the game that sent it into the extra inning. So a final in 14, World Series, best of seven. KC leads 1-0. I know a bunch of people that were at the game, and they're tired. Oh, they're so tired. Wimps. We're third shifters. We can hang. Let's go to Tim. Looks like he's in Wyoming. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling. Thanks for taking my call. Not calling me, of course, of course.
What's on your mind?
Actually, you were talking about Ben Carson earlier. I think that he's a huge mistake because if anybody is looking for government conservatism, I mean, conservatism as far as growth of government or actually constitutionality, he's the wrong person to look at. He wants forced vaccines. He wants the drug war to continue and increase. He's absolutely not somebody that this country needs. We need somebody who can actually go back to the Constitution. And you're talking about who do you think would be the best candidate? I would say Rand Paul. I'm saying Rand Paul. I don't think Rand Paul has a chance of getting the nomination. I'm sure that's not going to happen because none of the mainstream mainline Republicans, so-called Republicans, they're not Republicans for the Republic. They're Republicans for the party. That's all they are. But,
yes, so, you know what? Let me stop you. So well said. I like Rand Paul. He initially was my choice. We interviewed him, you know, twice. Once when he, right before he became a senator, and then when he became a senator. And a lot of what he told me in the first conversation is exactly what he tries to work on and is working on in his, you know, in his Senate seat. But he just doesn't get any attention. He did initially, and he gets a lot of libertarian attention, but not enough to push him forward. You're right.
Right. Well, I think that the reason for this is my thinking. I've told some friends of mine this. I don't know if they believe me or not. They're probably still waiting for the coin to flip or whatever, so we see who's on which side or which on the other side or whatever. But I think that what's happening is the reason that Donald Trump, the reason that Ben Carson, the reason that Marco Rubio, the reason that all these people were in was to keep Rand Paul from getting any airplay, to keep him from being able to say the things that need to be said and tell them how he can do the things that he wants to do to save our country. Because our republic is rapidly going down the toilet. I mean, that's the literal truth of it. We have no reason for being in 150 plus countries that we're in with military bases and sticking our nose in the business of every other country in the world and then being the world's policeman on top of that when we don't have our military bases. I mean, it's okay. George Washington didn't agree with any of what we do today. I mean, I'm sure that all the founding fathers are doing somersaults in their graves. It's not just rolling over and flipping in their graves. They would be up in arms, literally up in arms. When people say up in arms, that's what that means. They mean get up and fight the tyranny. We're not doing that. We're letting it run right over the top of us. Why are we doing that? Because people have become stupid. And I hate to say it, but 95% of the American public, and people that are listening are probably saying, oh, man, Tim, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I'll tell you what, 95% of the American public is brainwashed into thinking that if the government says it, the government does it, that the Exalted O tells us that it's true, it must be true, and we should believe it, and we should do it. Well, none of those things are constitutional. We're not letting the Constitution be the law, be the guide. That's what it is. That's what it was to begin with. We're not allowing that anymore. It's because people have forgotten what true independence is. They think independence is sitting at home and watching their big screen TV and having internet access. That's what they think independence is. I can get in my Tesla and drive 90 miles before I have to charge it up again. That's real independence. Yeah, you betcha. I mean, you paid $80,000 for that car and you can only go that far. Well, you're I don't know what's wrong with you, but you're obviously you would be one of the 97%. I mean, it was less than 3% of the American population that fought for independence from King George III. Mm-hmm. And we have probably less than 3% today who would do it again. And that's including the military and the police and all the public service agencies that are, I mean, the 10th Amendment supporters, the just basically the constitutionalists, the oath keepers. If the oath keepers were all to stand up today and say, I want to be counted and I'm against what's happening, there would be an extremely large amount of people in this country who would be maybe woken up, but at least they'd be made aware of the fact that there are people who will fight for this republic.
Tim, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Absolutely. I say all the time on the show, why aren't they doing something? Why aren't they rattling cages? Why aren't they calling their representatives? Why aren't they out there paying attention? It is like zombie land, and that's the truth. A lot of people are, it's funny you use the word stupid, and then you said, this is just the conversation I had the other day off air in a discussion about, hey, why are we seeing what we're seeing? Thanks, Tim, for the call. Why are we seeing what we're seeing as far as who's electable? How do we get to this point? And it is because people don't care. They don't pay attention. Now, you're calling the show. Tim obviously cares. He's calling the show. There's other people that, you know, the mailbag's always filled to the brim with people with so much concern over what's happening. And, you know, we'll get our calls and our passionate people. Sometimes you don't agree with whatever they say. You might think it's way too right or way too over the top. But the bottom line is we definitely need people to be passionate about what's happening. Or how do you hold a politician's feet to the fire? They can just do whatever they want because they're not following really the law of the land or what they were put in place to do, and that's to represent you and me. And he is absolutely right on that. And I agree with the part about why are we in all these places when we're bleeding cash. I get humanitarian crises, and how many times have we also missed on big humanitarian crisis? That's a big one that's happening somewhere. Because why? Because we're over-resourced someplace where we really shouldn't be. And this is constantly what we're shifting and dealing with. And it's not right. It's part of the problem of where we're at. And that's why I say, I don't care what your opinion is, but have an opinion. Somehow get motivated to get involved. And it scares me to death to think of younger people, some younger people I've mentored who are very smart and who very much care, but it's because I hate blanket statements, but there is that tendency, I'm just a gamer, I'm just going to play games, and I'm not paying attention. I don't care about the polls, I don't care who's running, I don't care what's happening with the military, I don't care what we're spending, I don't care about the budget, whether it's shoved off or whatever. And my answer is, it doesn't take that long to get a little bit of knowledge and to get a little bit involved. Just a little bit involved. If people were a little more involved, maybe we would see something different, like term limits. There's an idea. How about term limits? By the way, speaking of Ben Carson, and there's a lot that Ben Carson says that I don't agree with either. I agree with Tim there. To me, he is not presidential and not electable. But as far as he a nice guy? Absolutely. I know a few people that know Ben Carson that have heard him speak. But do I see him as the president? Ooh, no. He says he's going to vote. He would veto any bill to raise the debt limit if he was elected president. He said he's frustrated how Congress every year pushes the budget off until the last minute. Well, he's just echoing the same sentiments that I would actually agree with there. But on so many other things that he says, I don't find him appealing. However, he has found his crowd, because if he's beating Trump in the polls, in some of these polls, that means somebody's saying, absolutely, I would vote for him. And is it Trump and Carson because people are so tired of the same old political bent, and that just it doesn't matter if there's a Rand Paul, or it doesn't matter if there's somebody else you like in the pile, because they are, quotes, politicians, they all get bundled up together. I think there's some of that, truth to that for sure. Absolutely. All right, you want to hang with us? Coming up on the flip side, much more. And that means nail the score, baby. Nail the score. Bring
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. We do this football thing for fun, right? Politics and sports, a little bit alike. So, week 8 in the NFL. Ultimately, who is going to be the team that we square off with this week? In other words, you call in, you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. So, what will that team be? Nathan Reeder is in the house. He's hopped up on Red Bull. No, maybe not Red Bull. Maybe just life. Anyway, Nathan, let it rip. Sweet! This is the game. Sunday night, Packers and the Broncos. It is the game of the undefeated. Both are 6-0 at Denver. This will be played, and I love it. The only other game that I would be curious about would be the Colts and the Panthers, although the Colts, man, they are, Chuck Pagano is too long for this world. I can't imagine he's still going to be coaching the Colts next year, and if they continue the way they are, he probably gets fired. But the game of the week is the Packers and the Broncos. So we are nailing the score for week 8. Here's the deal. I'm starting to get a lot of emails. That's beautiful. You can keep hitting me on the emails. until the top of the hour. I promise I'll get you in. AmericanTonight.net. Pick a team. Is it going to be Green Bay? Is it going to be Denver? And what is the score? 27-2? I don't know. 10-7? Whatever you think. No score is silly, by the way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Packers and the Broncos. Pete in Texas. Pete, you get the first crack. What do you say?
Boy, I tell you what, them Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Pewat and Pistol I left in for Broncos. It's going to be 28-19.
28-19. I love that accent, by the way. Hilarious. Hilarious. That's like I just had some moonshine. 28-19 Packers. I love it. Packers on the road. Aaron Rodgers, he's the best. I read something today, Pete and everybody else could appreciate this, where shouldn't Aaron Rodgers replace Tony Romo? Are you kidding? That contract's not going away, friends. And whether you're just having a fantasy about Aaron Rodgers or not, he's not the future Cowboy quarterback. No way, no how. 855-266. Kate, 855-266-5283. Plenty of room on the perch if you want to call in, but you got to do it now. Who wins, Denver or the Packers, and why should you call? Because guess what? If you nail the score, and this is a free chance, you win a computer. You win a notebook flex. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's like a tablet. It is a tablet. It's a tablet. And then it hooks together, so you've got the keyboard, too, and it's awesome. It is. It's awesome. So, it's like a $300 value, maybe more than that. It's actually priced higher than that. It's like $380-something. But anyway, if you nail the score, you win that. You win that, my friends. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grimm. Grimm, you seem to get close every now and then. What do you think?
Well, I knew you were going to pick this one. I just
You're brilliant. Brilliant.
But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be Denver.
Denver?
And yeah, and it's going to be 13-19.
So 19-13 Denver. All right, so close, but you think in the end, somehow Peyton and his crew find the end zone.
Well, they're both. Well, if you look at Peyton, I'm trying to think of who the quarterback is for Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. You know, they almost lost the game before they went on bye.
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't going to say that Peyton's been looking strong because the defense has been winning a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, Denver's got a total defense. Green Bay's only got a couple of guys.
Oh, yeah, and Green Bay lost some major players. So you've seen that there's shades of, whoops, we barely nipped that one. Yeah, you're right. Oh, absolutely, it could be Denver. There's no question. I don't think that's a bad guess at all. Grimm, you could be right. And the home crowd, who knows, that other factor there. All right, let's go to Kathy, who's listening to us in Grace Harbor, Washington. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Excellent. So what do you think? Who are you picking?
I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Broncos.
I'm going to say 27-7.
27-7. I love it. 27-7. Hey, you got to tell us quickly, Grace Harbor. I've heard about Grace Harbor. Is it a pretty place?
Oh, it's gorgeous. We're right on the coast.
Mm.
We're an hour west of Olympia, Washington, which is our state capital.
Mm.
Hoquiam is the town I live in. And then there's Aberdeen. And, you know, Kurt Cobain was born and raised here.
I know. I've read a lot about Kurt. I listened to his music. Sad ending, but absolutely. Grace Harbor. Kathy, don't be a stranger. Thanks for the phone call. So she says 27-7 Broncos. It's funny. I've heard of that. That area is just gorgeous all the way up and down. I promise to take the show there. I love that area. Love it, love it, love it. All right. We're motoring along. 855-266-5283. Gary in Israel. Hey, Gare. You gonna got a guess for us?
Oh, yeah. Green Bay is going to take it. Peyton's got a lot of power, but he's not going to pull it out. 28-26.
28-26. And so you're listening to us in Israel?
Yeah, I'm from Boston, but I moved to Israel. And being a Pats fan, I don't have a lot of favor for Peyton, but still got to give him credit. He's a strong guy.
All right, Gary, you win the computer. We're gonna have to, maybe we'll deliver it to you in Israel because we keep threatening to go there. I love it. All right, anybody else who wants to chime in, you got to do it quickly. 855-266-5283 or send me an email. I know I've got a couple of them. I promise you I'll get to them. AmericaTonight.net. Nathan, gosh, we definitely have to have your guess. What do you think, Nathan?
I'm over here in Packers country, so I'm going to continue that motif as I usually do. Why don't we see a pretty nice stomp and go 28-14?
28-14 Packers.
Yeah.
You know, you say you're in Packer country, but people in Minneapolis hate Packers. I mean, hate the Cheeseheads.
I'm a transplant, so I kind of come from no man's land.
Yeah,
so
you're a rebel rouser.
Whoever.
You're a pot stirrer. That's what you are. You're a
yep.
pot stirrer.
Yep.
I'm gonna say I think it's the Packers. I think it's the Packers. And my guess is I believe it's gonna be higher scoring than that. It's hard because I look at these games too much. And if you look at what they've scored, you know, against the Bears, they put up 31 points. Against the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are brutal, 38 points. I mean, who have they played? The Rams, the Broncos are definitely a true test for them. There's no question. And I know from somebody I talked to today, they worked out all four linebackers earlier in the day, so they're trying to really work on what they can. And I don't know, it's a big day. Donald Driver, who's the Pack's all-time leading receiver, is going to be inducted into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. So people are talking about that, buzzing about that, which whatever that matters. But they're on the road. So I'm going to say, and it's that Sunday night game. Man, I love the Sunday night game. Give me Sunday night game any day of the week, like Sunday. I always say it's the night to put a dent in the couch. All right, I'm going to say the Packers win this one. I think it's going to be really tight, though. I think the Packers win it 28-26. Figure that math out. Yeah, Pack Attack 28-26. Good luck to everybody who nailed the score. Again, don't worry, you sent me a guess through the miracle of the Internet. I promise we will get it locked and loaded. Woohoo!
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.